Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm 28 and I live in Lincoln now. I've been here 9 years now and I'm originally from Essex. I came up here to go to university and I ended up meeting my partner and that's why I've stayed here. At the moment, I'm back at university and I'm training to be a nurse. I've just started. Started January and it's now July. And I'm loving it. I've really kind of in my element now and I'm just really, really enjoying it. Nice meeting new people. It's nice not having just being at university. I've got kind of the work element as well because I'm doing placements. I just met some lovely people through it. I met Vicky, God, it'd be 8 years ago now. I used to work at when I was at university last time. I used to work at the gay bar Angels. And obviously, she's a customer that used to come in. She was actually with somebody at the time, but I did really like her. And when her and her partner then broke up, me and her got together. We're coming up to 3rd year of civil partnership, and we've been together coming up to 7 years now. When I was at school, I was in a very, very small school. There was 21 in the year group, and I knew a kind of. I didn't fancy boys, and but I didn't know anyone gay. And it wasn't until I left school and I started working for Oticus, which was a bookshop, which has now been taken over. But I worked for Oticus, and I met a guy there called Carl, who was gay, and he kind of gave. I mean, I didn't even tell him for years. I don't think that I was. I thought I was gay, but he gave me the confidence to kind of move more in that area. So before I left for university, I did know I was gay, but I hadn't been out with anybody or anything, and I kind of got confidence when I came to university. And I thought, I can't not tell my parents. I'm keeping such a big part of my life from them, and I am normally very, very close to them. And it was all the time I was having to think about what I was saying. I was worried what friends would say to them, and I just didn't want them to find out from somebody else. So I kind of planned. I'd already told my little sister, who's 2 years younger than me, and I told my little sister, and she was fine. She was a bit shocked, but she was fine. And I said to her, "Right, Natalie, can you take my other sister, who was about 12 at the time, when I come down for Christmas? I'm going to tell Mum and Dad then. If you can take Amy out of the way so I can spend some time with Mum and Dad, just me and them, I can tell them." So Natalie was downstairs playing a board game, and Natalie said to Amy, "Oh, she'll go and play upstairs." They went upstairs, and me and Mum and Dad, we played another game. And the whole way through, I was thinking, "I've got to tell them, I've got to tell them," but I just kept putting it off, and I thought, "I'll wait till the end of the game." Got to the end of the game, and Mum said, "Oh, she'll call the girls down, and we'll play another game with them as well." And I said, "Well, actually, I've got to talk to you," and they're like, "Oh, okay." And I think they could tell by my tone of voice it was something quite serious I wanted to talk about. My mum said, and I couldn't say anything then, I just kind of clammed up. I said, "I want to talk to you, but I couldn't say what I wanted to say." So Mum started guessing. She said, "Have you crashed the car?" And I was like, "No," because at that point I was sharing my mum's car with her. "Are you on drugs?" I was like, "No." "Are you pregnant?" "No, that's not it either." And eventually I just came out with, "I'm gay." And both gave me a big hug. Mum started crying, but they were both absolutely fantastic. And I'd kind of prepared for it. I'd bought loads of books online about when your child comes out and things like that. So I gave them a big pile of books each to read. They were fine. I mean, they were upset because they knew, well, they thought my life would be harder in the way that society's perceived norms and all that. But they were brilliant and they said, "We still love you." And it became a lot easier after that. And they're both very accepting now, and they love Vicky to pieces. My partner Vicky, that is. And even things like my grandparents say to Vic, "If you want to call me Nan as well, you're our granddaughter as well." And it's just really, really nice how lovely my family have been about it and about including Vicky in the family. So it's really, really nice. So moving on to Lincoln now. I've lived here now coming up to 9 years. I came to university here and stayed. I've kind of gone through different friendship groups while I've